This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're getting ready for 4th of July weekend. Is that, that's coming up soon. I always get confused because when you're in June, you're thinking, oh, it's a month off, but then all of a sudden it's like next week. So we're starting to get ready for 4th of July weekend. And for those of you that are going to the store, going, okay, well, I better buy up some food, because we're going to have a bunch of people over at the house, and we're going to do a barbecue, and we're going to watch fireworks or whatever. You're probably noticing that you're like, maybe we need to invite less people. I mean, you might have thought that before, but now you're really thinking it. And that's great. You can tell the in-laws, sorry, inflation. Wells Fargo says just food alone, you're going to be spending 11% more than you did last year. Remember last year, Biden wanted us to be able to spend 4th of July together without COVID. I think we're going to be seeing a downslope of the wave by next week. I think it's already starting to go down because everybody got COVID over the last few weeks or months. We've had five variants in 6 months. So hopefully COVID will go down. So a lot of people are going to be like, okay, let's party. Let's go see grandma. Let's see everybody. The problem is the food is going to be more expensive. According to Wells Fargo, hosting a party at 10 could cost about 11% more this year. Shrimp and pork tacos might allow you to save on money because beef is up. They say average prices for pork are up 3.1% last year. I don't eat pork, so I'm not eating pork. Versus 12 to 15% of other proteins. Less people are buying pork. Shrimp also. Less people are buying shrimp. Current prices are still below the five-year average of $4.21. They also say add some tomatoes. I'll do that, too, to fill up and make my taco look bigger. I'll put more lettuce and tomatoes so it looks kind of beefier, even though there's not that's not the meat. So tomatoes aren't as expensive as the meat. Ice cream, sherbet, gelato, popsicles, the non-dairy have declined, but ice cream, dairy have gone up. So maybe do popsicles, maybe do like jello shots, even without alcohol. You know, the kids will think it's cool, like if you do some jello and then you put like a little like gummy, and guys will pick the gummy off, eat the gummy, and then you can eat the jello, and they'll think it's a great treat, and you just saved money because you didn't buy ice cream. In terms of beverages, obviously wine, alcohol are high. Lemons are up about 9%. So if you do lemonade, they think lemons go a long way and you could actually make more lemonade, you know, depending on the sugar. But just keep in mind with drinks, just have a lot of water out there. Chips and dip, pretzels have gone up. Avocados have really gone up. Other fruits and vegetables, but protein is pretty expensive. And then, of course, the hot dogs. Hot dogs are going up. So depending on what you want to serve, it could be a lot of money. So the first and foremost, okay, so how to save money. Well, some of you are traveling. And we talked about how with traveling, there's supposed to be a gas boycott July 3rd through the 5th. So if you end up gassing up July 2nd, and then if you end up gassing up July 6th, then you technically saved money on 4th of July weekend because you didn't gas up the 3rd through the 5th. I don't know how much a boycott's going to do because obviously there's going to be lines before and after. But who knows? So you might save money. We're not going to travel on 4th of July weekend because we don't want to be stuck in traffic and use up more gas. We're going to travel the weekend after. So if you do want to save money, maybe consider staying home. That's going to save you money. And I get 4th of July weekend. It's great. It's going to be a three-day weekend this year. Is it? Is 4th of July on Monday? Today's the 28th. Hold on. Tomorrow's 29th, which is a Wednesday. I got to figure this out. I'm sorry. I don't have a calendar in front of me. 29th. Thursday's the 30th. 30 days has September, April, June, and forever. Friday is July 1, 2nd, Saturday, 3rd, Sunday, 4th. It's Monday. 4th of July falls on Monday. So that's a three-day weekend. I get how you want to take advantage of that. I get that. But because of travel, hotel, maybe do this. You know, let's say this is what I used to do. I used to tell my boss, because in medicine, there always somebody needs to work. So what I used to do is I used to say, look, let me work the holiday. You don't even have to pay me a double time. Let me work the holiday, but then give me off the following Monday so I could do a three-day weekend off the travel season. So that could save you some big bucks because hotels will be cheaper the next week. We got a great deal on a San Diego hotel because we're going the weekend after 4th of July. So if you could, figure out how to travel away from the holiday weekend and work it out with your boss, that could be cool. And then, when you do host, some people are very old school and they're like, no, if we're inviting you over, we will have the food. To hell with that. Potluck it, people. And I get some people cook like crap. I get that because I have some friends where I will never eat what they bring because it always tastes like crap, And we're known for, when my husband does the salad, I can't make a good salad with a good dressing that's yummy, but every time my husband makes a salad, it's horrible. So nobody, one, people stopped inviting us over, or two, they stopped giving, and I go, please don't give a salad because my husband's going to make it and it's going to stink. Let us do the frosted flake chicken, or let us bring the wine, or let us bring the dessert, but don't make us do the salad because I don't know how to make a really good, tasty salad dressing. All I know how to do is just buy the spinach. If Corey doesn't like spinach, he buys the crappy lettuce. I don't know. He and I fight over this. That's really a deal breaker with him and I and the salads. So potluck it. Why should you spend $500 to feed 10 people on 4th of July? So, one of you cover the meat and the buns and all that, because you always, that's the problem when you host, people forget to bring their food and you're like, well, I can't leave the main dish to somebody. So just handle the main dish, but then have everybody else bring stuff. You can do that. But I love the idea of the 4th of July parties at home. I think it's one of the less expensive ways to do it. Also, another great thing you can do with your neighbors is do like a tailgate or a party with the neighbors because these kids love to do the 4th of July fireworks and we always run out. So you might as well get the whole neighborhood involved. Get the whole neighborhood involved. Everybody can, keep the kids away, and we're going to talk about fireworks safety later this week. But it's a great way to save money on food, get a bunch of different styles of eats, a lot of beer. Everybody has different beers. And it's a great way to save money. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, our producer. So this is something that we knew happened. When people were on lockdown and they were home, they drank more. My friends were drinking at 10 a.m. Going, come on down. I'm like, what are you talking about? Come on down. I do my show in the morning. I'm working. Like, we're not. We're drinking at 10 a.m. We're out of work. I'm like, are you out of work or are you? No, we were locked down. We're not allowed to go to work. We're not allowed to go to work. It's party. I'm like, you're too old to party. I'm not too old to go. You're my age. You're too old. You're too old to party. Where's your kids? Well, they're still sleeping in. Aren't they in school? It's online school. So it was chaotic. Complete anarchy. But my concern as a doctor as people on lockdowns would start to use more drugs. They might relapse. Those people that were dry and sober for years would maybe lose that. Because when you're stuck home and there's not much going on except watching TV and you see the ads, there's a lot of temptation. Hearing that bars were closed, I wanted to go to a bar. I usually don't go to a bar. I don't really walk into the average bar. I mean, unless some of the students are like, hey, let's meet for happy hour. I don't, because, you know, I live in Las Vegas, so bars are expensive. Alcohol is expensive. If you go down to the strip, an average drink is like $24, so I don't necessarily go. But if, you know, some of my previous students or residents go, hey, let's go happy hour, I'm going to go, okay, I could do happy hour. Also, what I saw rising was cannabis use. People had access to cannabis because the marijuana stores were open. The marijuana stores were essential. And they were open. So bars were closed, but marijuana wasn't. And in fact, in my neck of the woods and in multiple cities, you were getting a joint for a jab. If you got your COVID vaccine, you could get a free joint. So we knew cannabis use would go up. Well, now we have a report by the UN that cannabis use has risen with legalization and COVID lockdowns. Well, duh. But it's not benign. They're seeing a risk in a rise in depression and suicide. Cannabis is one of the most widely used drugs. It's becoming increasingly prevalent because of, you know, legalization rules. And I told you guys I voted to legalize it in my neck of the woods. Because I wanted the police less burdened by it, and I knew we were going to be restricting pain medications, and I wanted my patients who were in pain to at least have something they could go to. So I was like, we're going to have to get ready. But I did not want kids having access to it. I didn't want kids dropping out of school. The marijuana is starting to get stronger in terms of the tetrahydrocannabinol THC content. United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime did an annual World Drug Report, and they said the cannabis is getting stronger. So I don't know what was around in the 60s, but everybody's saying the stuff out now is much better than that. I don't notice it. I tried it, and it did nothing for me, so I don't notice it. So, you know, I probably don't have the cannabinoid receptors like everybody else does. Various states have legalized non-medicinal use, started with Washington and Colorado back in 2012. In Uruguay, they legalized it in 2013. Canada legalized it in 2018. I remember going to, years ago, gosh, this might have been like 2004. I went to the Niagara Falls. And when we drove into Toronto, all you could smell was pot. And I'm like, whoa, what is that? And my husband said, yeah, that's pot. It's illegal here. But it wasn't. It might have been legal in certain states or certain provinces. Now with Canada, it's completely legal in 2018. So, you know, there's psychosis attached with it. There's hyperemesis, cannabis syndrome where some people just can't stop throwing up. There's heart disease linked to it. So it's not completely benign. Now, they said that the prevalence of cannabis among teenagers has not changed that much. There has been a pronounced increase in reported frequent use of higher potency products among young adults. So with kids, I think with kids it seemed stable because there were less parties, there were less hangouts. So even though kids might have smoked their own, and you would think there would have been a rise, there might have been less people doing it because you didn't have the hangouts. So a lot of people were stuck home. And if their parents are like, you're not leaving the house and getting COVID, you're staying home, they couldn't go to the party or the hangout. That's what they call them now, hangouts. Now, they said the proportion of people with psychiatric disorders and suicides associated with regular cannabis use has increased. According to the UN, the report said roughly 284 million people, or 5.6% of the world's population, had used a drug such as heroin, cocaine, amphetamines, or ecstasy in 2020. Of those, 209 million people used cannabis. They say periods of lockdown during the COVID-19 pandemic drove increases in the use of cannabis in 2020. Cocaine production hit a record, according to Fox News, in 2020. Trafficking by sea is growing. 2021 seizure data suggested an expansion outside the two main markets of North America and Europe into Africa and Asia. Well, you know, as people are understaffed and, you know, people are taking advantage. Of course the drug market's taking advantage. We're getting carfentanil and some of these real high, deadly narcotics coming over our border or being shipped in from China. I told you I could go online and get it. It was just sitting there online. You could buy it online. They acted like it was a pharmacy and you're purchasing it for your lab, but it's the drugs. No one's doing anything about it. So, you know, access to drugs has increased. Use of drugs has increased. They had done a study saying people really didn't gain weight during the pandemic. I had actually watched it because I had exercise at home and I didn't want to gain weight, but I still think, and I've seen a lot of people gain weight, so I've seen the COVID weight gain, so I could vouch that, yeah, that happened. But I think, I like this report. I know many people, God, oh man, I hate hearing this stuff, you know, but I think these reports are good because we need more anti-lockdown reports. We need more reports showing that the lockdown hurt more than it helped. And the lockdown was a mistake. I mean, Democrats are even telling me that, look, I was pro-lockdown, but once I saw what it did to my business, oh, hell no. You know, I didn't realize how devastating it was. Well, yeah, you know, it was nice they gave PPP money, but first of all, not everybody got the money from the government. If they didn't qualify or the government ran out, they didn't get money. And the PPP money, the Paycheck Protection Act, was fantastic in terms of helping you with your payroll. But it didn't necessarily allow you to handle the rent and handle the supplies and then handle all the high expenses as inflation started. So, you know, when people said, yeah, but the government gave businesses money, I'm grateful for that. It was really, really nice. But the money, you know, went straight to the employees, which it should have done if that's what it was for. But but people still took huge, huge losses. When you tell a company, like a restaurant, you could only operate at 35%. That's all you could be open to. Well, 35%, yeah, well, you're paying your staff, but you're not bringing the money in, and you still have rent, and you still have to order food. And you still have to pay for insurance. And you couldn't use that PPP money, maybe a small percentage of it. Now, they later changed it. And it went from 75-25 to 60-40, where 40% of the money could go to, you know, rent and supplies. But with us, all the money went to the staff, and because we actually gave them raises, because I think 80%, I think actually 80% had to go to staff. So we hired more. So, you know, we're like, look, that's where the money went. Did it go to a Lamborghini like some of these other people? But it didn't necessarily translate into keeping the business afloat or in the red or in the black because there's so many other, our other income revenues were screwed. So, yeah, and then the employees didn't want to come back to work, which was scary. Because in order to get the PPP money, you had to prove that you gave them their job back. But if they didn't want the job, you know, I mean, luckily for us, they all came back. But for those where the people didn't want the job, now they're like, well, wait a second, it's going to look like now we have this extra money. And it was not, you can't do a lockdown and then throw money at the businesses. That doesn't work. Just don't have them locked down. All right. You know, those people concerned about COVID could close down for a week or two if they want to during the peak of the wave. But to lock down for months, that was cruel. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
July 4th cookouts will cost about 17% more. That's according to the annual survey done by the Farm Bureau. The average cost of a summer cookout for 10 people is just over $69. This, as inflation in food prices is raising concerns of food shortages within the United States. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem blames U.S. government regulation and international control of farms for the inflation on Fox News.
In South Dakota, we grow the world's food. Mm-hmm. It's right there. But because there's so much government intervention controlled by conglomerates and even companies that aren't owned in the United States of America, we do have a food crisis on our hands.
Much of the food grown in the United States is shipped overseas. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A trial date is set for the WNBA star accused of smuggling drugs into Russia. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has a story.
Brittany Griner made a public appearance in a Russian courtroom Monday. Russian officials set a date for her trial for allegedly smuggling drugs through a Moscow airport. The criminal trial was set for Friday, and she was ordered to remain in custody for the duration of the criminal trial. She could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted.
China continues to be a big purchaser of Russian oil after Western countries placed sanctions against Russian energy. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the United States is monitoring whether China is helping Russia evade sanctions.
The number one priority with respect to China when it comes to the war in Ukraine is that China not become militarily supportive of Russia through the provision of equipment.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lindsay asks, how much are taxpayers paying for abortions each year? I've seen a number of $1.6 billion. Let me look this up. Let me see. And I could be, I mean, gosh, let me see. I saw a number of $1.6 billion, but I just don't know. Back in 2008, there was a report saying Planned Parenthood got $1.5 billion, but that's just Planned Parenthood. And that was over 3 years. There was a recent report, but this was back in 2018, that Planned Parenthood, which is the nation's largest abortion provider, received $1.5 billion in taxpayer funds from 2013 to 2015. They said that their health centers and affiliates declined, and they performed fewer cancer screenings and prevention services. Because Planned Parenthood is supposed to also do birth control, pap smears, things like that. But they're most well known for their abortion services. So there was, I guess, something that during the back in 2016, 120 House and Senate members sent a letter to the Government Accountability Office requesting information on federal funding for certain organizations involved in health-related activities. The report was made public, and they said over a three-year period, Planned Parenthood and its affiliates spent $288 million in federal funds, but they received $1.2 billion in funding from Medicaid, which combines federal and state funds. So they ended up getting $1.5 billion in taxpayer funds from federal programs. That's what, yeah. And apparently there was an act. It was, I don't know if it ever passed. It was the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act. I don't know where that went. I think President Trump wanted to put that in there, and I don't know if that ever happened. So I can't necessarily say how much, you know, we just have some numbers, you know, coming in on what Planned Parenthood got. But, you know, I mean, our tax dollars go to a lot of things. I mean, we with Obamacare, it goes to birth control. So I get how a lot of people are kind of concerned that there's, it really, what happened with Roe v. Wade, for some people it's a gift, for some people it's not. In that it kind of woke up the sleeping giant, which I think was already grumbling the last 50 years, and now states are going to if the feds are out, it might affect federal funding, so states are going to have to deal with paying for it. And then the taxpayer, even though the taxpayer paid for the federal funding, they might have more say with the state funding. Now, most states still have abortion, like Florida. Florida offers abortion right now up to 24 weeks, and they're going to limit it to 15 weeks. But that's still second trimester abortions. So many states will still, especially those that are conservative-leaning, will still have abortions. But there might be a then discussion on what the taxpayers have to do and how much of tax dollars go to Planned Parenthood. Elizabeth Warren and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are calling for President Biden to set up emergency abortion clinics on federal lands, including national parks. So I wonder if that means Yellowstone National Park would have an abortion clinic. I'm not sure. And Vice President Kamala Harris kind of said Biden might not be considering that right now. I don't have her quote. But Elizabeth Warren and Ocasio-Cortez have lobbied the administration to set up emergency abortion clinics. Warren was speaking on ABC's This Week, said Biden should make abortion as available as possible with the tools he has, including medication abortion, including using federal lands as a place where abortions can occur. Well, I don't know if they could do that. I don't know if... Because I thought that's what SCOTUS said. The SCOTUS said, look, the feds can't ban it, and the feds can't honor it. The feds are out. Ocasio-Cortez said that federal abortion clinics are the babiest of baby steps. When asked about the possibility of doing so, Vice President Harris told CNN's Data Bash that it was unlikely. So, remember, they got an election coming up. So they need to figure out what is going to help them and what's going to hurt them. It seems to me that the average American has two feelings on it, okay? I think the average American, you know, does think it's a life and does cringe when they hear that so many, you know, fetuses are being aborted. But the average American also likes the idea of the government staying out and the my body, my choice, which wasn't honored during the mandates, but now is coming back. So you guys are hearing my body, my choice come back again. So I think the average American is like, look, you know, I don't want to be put in a position where I am saying what a woman has to do, but I don't want to pay for it. And, you know, do we really have this? I mean, are we really terminating that many babies? you know, so I think there's a lot of common ground. And which is why I keep saying, can we start to concentrate on giving birth control out and trying to prevent a million unwanted pregnancies a year? I mean, if it's rape, can we beef up our law enforcement so we can stop the rape? If it's incest, can we do a mass education campaign to teach people, you know, not to sleep with your you know, a relative, or to, you know, maybe check with the sperm bank to make sure that they aren't accidentally sleeping with somebody that they might have seen the same father with? I mean, I don't know how often incest is a culprit to this. But, you know, these emergency abortion clinics, I mean, they're making abortion a public health crisis. And as I've said before, the public health crisis is unwanted pregnancies. I think it's really, really sad that we have a million women find themselves in a position where they're pregnant and they don't want to be. Something's wrong. One of you had asked why people are stabbing their stomachs or looking like they're stabbing their stomachs. I think they're trying to display that in the olden days, if a woman wanted to end their pregnancy, they would use a coat hanger. And the hanger, they would use a hanger to try to stab through their cervix to break the water and to, you know, so then the fetus wouldn't make it. The hanger abortions were very dangerous and were deadly. I don't feel the hanger abortions are coming back because most states have abortion. You know, and if somebody does have a late second trimester or a third trimester pregnancy, I mean, they're going to, and they want to abort and terminate that pregnancy, they're going to probably travel to, because that's going to be a lot more specialized, because that's a lot more involved than a first trimester abortion. So I don't think we're going to be going back to the hangers. Also, have you seen hangers? Hangers now are plastic. You can't, they aren't like the metal type where you untwist it. So I don't think that would happen. And it was sad that that happened. It was sad that people were in that position. But remember, people were in that position because we didn't have birth control. And we didn't have access to birth control. So people got pregnant. Now people are getting pregnant even more. But, you know, which is why we need to kind of educate people on, look, you know, and it could just be that some people are like, look, I'm going to have sex. If it happens, it happens. And maybe we need to kind of go back to, I mean, when I grew up, it was like, oh, God, you know, realize you could get pregnant every time. Every time you have sex. Even if it only lasts 2 minutes and you weren't satisfied and they were, you could get pregnant. So be careful. Do something, you know, and you know, maybe we just don't have the education campaigns out there to, you know, help women realize that, because, you know, a million getting pregnant, we're missing something. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we're going to be talking about in a minute how Howard Stern wants to run for president based on what happened with the Roe v. Wade overturn. But one thing I want to tell you guys all is something that I don't know if the average voter is realizing this. And on my multiple decades on this earth, I've seen what happens with rules and laws and how it actually might restrict more than help. And sometimes the more rules, the worse. And I'll give you guys some examples. And sometimes these rules start to actually hurt the people that they were supposed to protect. So one example, maybe not the best example out there, is you had employers that were ridiculous, and they wouldn't pay their employees for the time that they allowed them and that they worked, such that there are strict laws that if an employee, especially under state, if an employee works over 40 hours, you pay him overtime. That's the law. Agreed. I support that law. Makes sense. The problem is you had a lot of individuals who had relationships with their bosses, such that they're like, look, I had to take off 3 days last week. Let me make up the extra hours the following week. Well, the law says if you work an extra 3 days or make up those hours, that's going to be a lot of overtime. So bosses would tell their employees, nope, can't do it. And they're like, but I'm going to have a smaller paycheck. Let me make up the hours another week. That's something I would want to do. Let me make up the hours. I'll come in every day. I'll come in on the weekend. Let me make up the hours. Well, I can't because the law says if it's over 40 hours, I have to pay you overtime. So I can't have you go over 40 hours. And I can't tell you how many people, especially in Nevada, found that frustrating because, which is why they wouldn't call out when they were sick with the flu, because they couldn't make up the hours or make up the shifts because their employer was going to get caught and stuck paying overtime. And even though the law probably helped more people than not because of people working overtime and not getting paid, a lot of individuals found that because there's the rule, they now suffer. With the mandates, as soon as I heard they were making mandates and making the rules, I immediately knew now we're going to have a bunch of fake cards. Because when you mandate or force people in a box, they're going to find ways around it, just like ants. You might stick a piece of fruit or a vegetable so the ant gets deterred, but they're going to make it where they want to make it. And so if somebody doesn't want to get the vaccine and now you have a rule going, well, you're not going to be able to go to school, you're not going to be able to eat, you're not, or go into a restaurant, you're not going to be able to go to a game, and you're not allowed to work if you are vaccinated. Well, what do you think the average person that doesn't want to vaccinate is going to do? They think the average person is going to vaccinate, but no, a lot of people ended up getting the fake cards. So now we have a public health crisis of people claiming they were vaccinated when they weren't. People in the doctors in the hospital, like, he said he was vaccinated, but he wasn't. He lied. So, well, of course, because you made a rule. And it would have been easier just to assume that everybody was, you know, not vaccinated, or even if they were vaccinated, were carrying the virus. So what we're seeing with Roe v. Wade is how Roe v. Wade, the reason why it got to the Supreme Court, because somebody said, where did it come to this? Why after 50 years did Roe v. Wade get overturned? And it's because there was a law. And the states tried to follow the law to a T, but the law was flawed, and you had 50 states with different rules. The Supreme Court, somebody said, who woke up the sleeping giant? Roe v. Wade woke up the sleeping giant. And again, I think it was it Texas? No, it might have been Mississippi that brought it back. The original Roe v. Wade was because of a law in Texas. But what ended up happening with Roe v. Wade is states are like, okay, if abortion's legal, abortion's legal. But we have a right to at least say, which Roe v. Wade gave them, we have a right to say when the baby's alive. And we think the baby's alive at 6 weeks. We think the baby's alive in Florida at 24 weeks. We think the baby's alive in... So all these states made different rules. They made different... They had different rules. Okay, somebody said, gosh, well, now there's going to be 50 different rules or 53 different rules, including territories. We already have that. That's the thing. What happened is Roe v. Wade says, look, okay, what we're going to do is we are going to give every American the right to abort. States have to deal with it. Well, then the states did deal with it. And then you had lawsuits up the yin-yang because people were not liking the 15-week rule, and that's what happened with this latest one with Dobbs versus Jackson. Let me get the exact name of the case for you guys. I apologize about that. Okay, this was Dobbs versus Jackson's Women's Health Organization. It's because somebody was suing that they didn't like the 15-week ban. So the more laws you make, the more laws you get. And what is ironic is what happened in Mississippi. Well, the waking up of the sleeping giant was because somebody sued because they didn't like the 15-week ban. Mississippi could now go to, all right, now we're out. 15 weeks wasn't good enough. Now we're completely out. So you see how you need to be really, really careful when, you know, these laws build on themselves and build on themselves. And I knew if it went back to the Supreme Court, you know, that if the feds were able to get out of it, I was still shocked that it got overturned. But when I saw the verbiage, I see why they did it. They're like, we're out. We cannot ban it. We can't honor it. So it keeps the feds out, so it stops the lawsuit. It's been 50 years of chaos for the courts. So Roe v. Wade didn't necessarily simplify things. It actually made it more complex. And because the 15-week cutoff was not found good enough by the plaintiff, now you wonder what's going to happen in Mississippi. And I'm hearing people are ticked that it even went this far, and they were like, why weren't you happy with 15 weeks? We at least have the 15-week abortion ability. So, you know, this is it's the irony that I think the average voter keeps missing. And for those of you that are very confused about, you know, what happened, or you think that the government has now banned abortion everywhere, in one way you could look at it is the Supreme Court maybe gave you a gift in that now it's solidified that they could never ban abortion. But again, it's going back to the states. So the chaos at each state level of when they're going to call it is still going to be there. Maybe now even more for some states going, okay, you know, we don't have to do second trimester abortions now. We could just limit it to first trimester. Or we don't have to, you know. So, you know, I know people think, well, now it's a mess. But I have to tell you, I mean, it was always a mess. And one problem with Roe v. Wade is every time there's a new president or a new Supreme Court, it'll go back and forth. Howard Stern now wants to run for president. We're going to talk about that. And he wants to do that, I guess, to pack the court. But then it's just going to change back and forth again. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.